Part 3. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Tyler. Can we talk about the rise in customer complaints we've been experiencing? Customers are waiting longer and longer on the phone when they call to talk about their cable service.
I know. It's been like this since we implemented the recent price increase. So many people are calling to ask why their bills are more expensive that my customer service team has just been overwhelmed.
I see. Would it help to send a letter to our customers explaining the change?
I don't think that's necessary. If we recorded a message that the callers could be automatically directed to, it would take care of the majority of the calls. Then we could focus on other issues.
Number 32. What is the purpose of the conversation? Number 33. What department does the man work in? Number 34. What does the man suggest? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation. Good morning, Suki. Have you had breakfast yet? I'm going to try the hotel's breakfast buffet again, but the food really didn't impress me yesterday.
Well, there's a diner next to the hotel that might be better. It has a lot of options, and every meal comes with unlimited coffee.
Yeah, but I might as well eat here since it's free. Maybe I just need to get to the buffet earlier in the morning when the food is still fresh. Number 35. What complaint does the man have about the breakfast service? Number 36. What does the woman suggest the man do? Number 37. Why does the man reject the woman's suggestion? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Hi, Bobby. Hi, Steve. I won two tickets to see a baseball match between the Vipers and the Wallabies. Would you guys like to have them?
Oh, I'm a huge fan of baseball. When's the game?
This Friday evening at Leicester Stadium.
Steve, do you fancy it? We could go directly there after we leave the office.
I'd love to, but I don't want to drive on a Friday evening. The traffic will be terrible. How about taking the subway instead?
That sounds good to me.
That's settled then. The tickets were sent to me by email, so I'll forward them to you now. You'll just need to print them out yourselves.
Number 38. What type of event is being discussed? Number 39. What do the men decide to do? Number 40. What will the woman most likely do next? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Our annual holiday concerts with the Mohawk Valley Orchestra are coming up next month, and I want to make sure we're prepared. Did you submit the newspaper advertisement yet?
Oh, I actually need to make a few final changes to it. I promise I'll finish it by this afternoon.
Okay, please do so. What else needs to be done?
Well, I just remembered that all of the shows sold out last year and more people wanted tickets. We don't want that to happen again, do we?
Ah, that's right. Why don't we add one more performance on Saturday afternoon? I'm sure all of the members will agree to it.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Number 41. What are the speakers discussing? Number 42. What does the man say he will do this afternoon? Number 43. What does the woman suggest? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation. Hello, Unhe. I'm looking for a hotel to stay at during the conference, and I'm thinking about the Point Hotel on Summer Avenue. That's where you're staying, right?
Indeed. It has a gorgeous view of the city, and you can see the ocean from the higher floors, too.
So I've heard. The scenery is why I want to stay there. I called, and there are only large suites available still. I've asked some of the other workers in my department if they'd want to share a room with me.
That's a good idea. Oh, I'm planning to take a tour of some sites around the city Saturday morning, too. You're welcome to join me, especially if it's your first time there.
Number 44. What feature does the woman mention about the Point Hotel? Number 45. What does the man say he has done? Number 46. What does the woman invite the man to do? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Oh, hi, Lucinda. You're back from the real estate seminar. How was it?
I really enjoyed it, and all of the talks were helpful.
Really? I'd love to hear all about it.
Well, for example, a speaker named Natalie Romanoff recommended that realtors like us read her book on building good relationships with clients. I think it might be a good idea.
Sure, we could try that. Building relationships with clients is a key part of our job here.
And the good thing is, all seminar attendees were given this voucher to get 25% off the book.
Great. I tell you what, why don't you go down to the bookstore on your lunch break and grab a copy?
I was thinking that I could do that now. My next appointment isn't for another couple of hours.
Number 47. What type of business do the speakers work for? Number 48. What did Natalie Romanoff suggest? Number 49. What does the woman say she will do? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Hey, Antoine. Would you mind looking over the sales projections before our meeting with the prospective client?
I already checked them this morning. The figures look pretty accurate, and I think the client will be impressed.
Great. It seems like we're ready for our business meeting then. After lunch, I'm going to make sure the conference room is prepared. Will I meet you there around 1?
Actually, I have some bad news. I don't think I'll be able to help you with the negotiations this afternoon. I've just been called to head office to deal with an important matter.
Oh, but it's a crucial negotiation, and I just joined the firm.
I understand, but you're a better negotiator than I am. I'm sure you can manage fine by yourself.
Number 50. What does the woman ask the man to do? Number 51. What does the woman plan to do today? Number 52. Why does the woman say,
I just joined the firm.
Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Sean and Thomas, I'm glad you're here. I've been meaning to ask about your trip to Miami.
Hi, Maria. It was great. The designer showed us his entire clothing line, and he signed off on our distribution agreement.
Fantastic. And Thomas, this was your first trip with our company. How was it?
I learned a lot, but we have so many stores around the Northeast that I forgot to mention some of the smaller retail locations we have. I was lucky Sean was there to help.
Oh, don't worry about it. I'm working on a handbook that you can use next time. It will have a lot of information, including photos and addresses for all of our stores.
Oh, great. Thanks, Maria. Number 53. Why did the men travel to Miami? Number 54. What problem does Thomas say he had? Number 55. According to the woman, what will be included in a handbook? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
So, this is where we'll have our new studio. The wiring isn't finished yet, but it will be all ready for us to start recording the album in November.
I love it. It will be a good place for our band to practice too.
Yeah, there's enough space for all of us and our gear.
But I think there are some apartments next door.
That's right. I'll call the contractor later and see what he can do about adding some sound dampening material to the walls so it won't be so loud.
Number 56. What are the speakers planning to do in November? Number 57. What does the man mean when he says,
I think there are some apartments next door.
Number 58. What does the woman say she will do? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation. Hello, is this seat taken? I've been looking forward to seeing Walsh Motors' presentation all week.
It's available, and I'm excited too. There are a lot of new developments in our field. This trade show has been fantastic.
I agree. Which company are you with?
Starpoint Navigation. I develop the software for our GPS systems.
Really? I'm with Dupree Auto. You know, we're actually looking for a new supplier for our vehicle's built-in GPS components.
This could be an exciting opportunity then. Here's my business card. Send me an email with more details, and I'll get back to you about your options.
Number 59. Where does the conversation most likely take place? Number 60. What does the woman's company sell? Number 61. How does the woman prefer to be contacted? Question 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and invitation.
Hi, is this Kyla Briggs? My name is Rick Townsend. I'm calling to let you know that I plan to come to this year's Hands of Hope fundraising party.
Thanks, Rick. I'm glad you'll be joining us. Could you also let me know which meal you'd like?
Oh, of course. For one thing, I don't like seafood.
Sure. There are two other options, a three-bean casserole and lemon-roasted chicken.
I really don't want the bean dish.
That settles it then. And don't forget, we'll have a courtesy valet service for the event, so feel free to drive here without having to worry about parking.
Number 62. What kind of event is being held? Number 63. Look at the graphic. Which meal will the man have? Number 64. What does the woman encourage the man to do? Question 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and fee chart.
Pardon me, sir. The next yoga class is starting soon. Are you signed up for it?
Yes, I already registered, but I seem to have forgotten my towel. Could I just rent one?
Sure, for a small price. All the fees, including towel rentals, are explained on the chart behind me.
I'll do that then. Let me get my wallet.
Oh, you can pay after the class, so you're not late. Go ahead and go inside and just leave your membership card with me.
Number 65. What does the woman say will happen soon? Number 66. Look at the graphic. How much will the man have to pay? Number 67. What will the man most likely do next? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and signs.
Hi, my name is Tobias Wolf. I saw a sign that said all visitors need to sign in here.
That's correct. May I ask your reason for visiting City Hall today?
Actually, I'd like to take a tour. I'm interested in historic buildings.
Is that so? We've had more visitors ever since the regional museum opened.
Oh, I was just there. Do you have any idea where I should start?
Here, take this brochure. It has some information about the building's history and shows you where the points of interest are. Let me know if you have any questions.
Number 68. Look at the graphic. Which sign did the man refer to? Number 69. Why is the man at the City Hall? Number 70. What does the woman give to the man?